Welcome to Conversations on Big Data, a series of discussions with agency leaders on the power of analytics to enhance how federal agencies meet their mission. In this podcast, we'll be discussing the use of data analytics at the Food and Drug Administration.
Welcome back to our conversation on data analytics with Malcolm Bertoni. Malcolm is Assistant Commissioner for Planning at the Food and Drug Administration. I'm Laura Shane, Vice President for Research and Communications at the Partnership for Public Service, here with Brian Moreau, Associate Partner of Strategy and Analytics at IBM.
What were some of the lessons learned, and what sort of advice would you give others in the starting analytics programs?
There needs to be a combination of the top-down and the bottom-up, particularly the top-down in terms of not just saying do this, but also let's link it to strategy and make sure that we're lining up the measures so that they are clearly part of this logic model or results right. framework or strategy map, whatever term you want to use, so that people can understand how their work relates to the larger organizational goals. If they find things very difficult to measure and the value of the measurement isn't there, then it can lose some momentum. And that was what we learned, is that if the measure doesn't have value to the people who are doing the work, if they feel like it's a check-the-box exercise, then it just doesn't have the impact, and it's not going to have the momentum and the sustainability.
So in working with folks, what advice do you give them in making sure they're measuring the right things?
Sure. Well, it's hard to imagine answering that question without asking them, what is your strategy? You know, what do you have a very clearly articulated mission and set of goals that you're trying to achieve? Because you get what you measure, usually in organizations, so you better be careful what you measure. And therefore, let's make sure that they are tied to some important strategic and operational goals that you have that are advancing. Also, usually the frontline supervisors and next tier up middle managers know the programs really well. And if you just go directly and ask them, what do you think is important? They will typically know. And if they feel like it's going to have an impact that the people above them or the people they're working with across from them, who are the next stage down in overall process, are going to pay attention to it and they'll be part of the party, then I think we can make some progress. It's important to make sure you're clear about how the senior leadership views the program. If they're strong advocates that are driving it, great. You'll get some very clear answers. If you're trying to drive this from the middle, then at least you need to know where you have some support, where they will buy into it, because that will be important to understand how far you can really push people and how quickly you can push things. I don't think it takes a huge number of people to get things going. I think it just takes a critical mass of the right people who really understand it and know how to work with people and can really listen and partner with the programs to figure out what data are going to be useful. And I think the other thing is to don't take on too much. Pilot something and build on any success you can find with some smaller scale pilots with people who are really willing to champion it and work with you. This is not just about analytics. It's not in a vacuum. It's really about moving an organization forward, and that's really about organizational change. If you can bring people in who are experts at that, they can advise you about the kinds of things you're going to encounter, the kinds of resistance, and the different strategies for dealing with it. Because a lot of times the resistance is quite legitimate concerns and issues that you need to pay attention to. But you need to have that perspective to it. You're working with human beings who have interests and emotions and experiences that they bring to the table.
You said that not everything that's important can be measured, and that you have to be a little bit careful about what you measure. What did you mean by that?
It's that old problem, you even said it yourself, with the drunk looking for his keys under the lamppost, not because that's where he dropped them, but that's where the light is good. And I think many programs suffer from that there are certain kinds of data that are easily accessible, but it's not the most important thing to measure. I would say it's probably more important to pick a smaller number of key indicators that mean something to you, even if at first it's a little bit difficult to measure, or it's something you haven't done before, so you have to learn how to measure it. But a few key indicators is probably going to set you on the better on the right course rather than trying to do a shotgun approach. When it comes to some of the important things that you can't measure, well, you try to find surrogates. You know, maybe there's something that doesn't directly get at that impact that you want, but maybe there's something that either is a precursor to it or something that is similar or a byproduct.
What are the next steps for your analytics program?
Well, we're continuing to develop an alignment of the different programs, not only aligning what the programs are doing to the agency-wide strategic goals and objectives, but also looking at some of the other mechanisms, such as executive performance plans that are required on an annual basis, and making sure that the things that the executives are saying, this is what I want to accomplish for my organization this year, that those activities are consistent with the things that we're tracking in these different performance systems, so people can see the relevance of why it is that we're measuring those things. The other thing is to get a better window into the budget resources that go toward accomplishing these different goals. So understanding where our human resources are going, what activities people are working on, is really important. So getting that alignment of the budget and human resources to the accomplishment of our goals and objectives and integrating that piece is another direction that we're going. And then I would just say making sure that we've really got senior leadership attention and buy-in. That's always a challenge.
How about looking even further down the road?
Well, I was going to go there in terms of the long-term view. I do think that looking across different agencies, because when you ask yourself, are we having an impact on these big public health outcomes, those things cut across multiple agencies. You have this collaboration going on how best can you figure out how many of these illnesses are coming from eggs versus chickens versus other sources. So there's collaboration that we're doing specifically there, and I think that's really the wave of the future. That's a priority goal that's on performance.gov, and one of the reasons we put it up there was specifically to drive the collaboration, innovation in terms of methodologies, looking across federal and internationally. And many of the problems that we're facing are really global issues, so we really have to look at regulatory partners, partnerships with academia, all these things. You know, it's a networked world, right? So we have to look beyond traditional boundaries and silos.
Well, I think we're very lucky to have you working on these issues.
Thank you.
A great ambassador for analytics.
Malcolm, thank you very much for coming in today and sharing your insights on the use of data at the Food and Drug Administration. And thank you to our audience for joining us. This has been a conversation with Malcolm Bertone, Assistant Commissioner for Planning at the FDA. I'm Brian Murrow from IBM, here with Laura Shane from the Partnership for Public Service, and we hope you return for additional podcasts on using data for decision-making.
These podcasts are presented by the Partnership for Public Service and the IBM Center for the Business of Government. To listen to conversations with other agency leaders, visit ourpublicservice.org/bigdata.